The following program is made possible by generous gifts from partners of Benihin Ministries and viewers like you in this area.
Say out loud, Lord Jesus,
I believe you are the Son
of God. You rose from the dead.
Cleanse me with your blood,
and I am
born again.
Pastor Benihin is urgently preaching the gospel to the lost because the world's only hope is salvation through God's only Son, Jesus Christ.
The gift of God is life eternal.
This is your day to join Benihin in proclaiming Jesus as Savior and Healer.
On yesterday's program, Pastor Benihin began a message from the San Antonio, Texas Training for Ministry Conference on how to pray for the sick.
We need the gospel. We need the power of the gospel. If somebody has a devil, get the devil out. If somebody is sick, lay hands on the sick and bring healing. If somebody has mental troubles, place your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I break that thing. Come out. Take your authority as a believer.
Benihin's purpose in these conferences is to instruct the pastors, church workers, and ministry partners in attendance on their rights, privileges, and responsibilities as believers. In the first part of this two-hour teaching, he explained that the presence of Jesus is for our benefit, and when we surrender totally to him, his healing power will flow through us for the benefit of others.
Therefore, a preacher can preach with the presence of Jesus in his life, and he can cry while he's preaching, but nothing is happening in the congregation. Because he has the presence of God, but lacks the power. And when he lacks the power, he's in heaven, but his people don't know where they are. They're struggling with their own problems. But once the power is released, my Lord, those people are going to be coming out of their bondage, coming out of their sickness.
Now let's join the service in San Antonio's Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center as Pastor Benny continues this most important message.
Now the power comes when you surrender to Jesus. How many of you want the power? Say yes. Well, it'll be yours, and that's what we call the anointing. The anointing is the power. The power becomes yours when you surrender. When I began ministering, now I was saved when I was, 1972, February 14th, 7:50 in the morning. I was 19 years old when I got saved. And the presence of the Lord was so real to me. And I went home crying and told my mom, I got saved. And she didn't know what I was talking about. And then I went to fellowship meetings and church meetings, and I had such a marvelous time. I thought I'm in heaven. Now I begin ministering, but I don't know how to give away what I got. I didn't know how to give away what I... Till I began to surrender. And surrender is a difficult thing because you have to test it out. So I began to yield to the Lord and didn't know how to do it, so I had to stumble along, and finally I did. But then I saw something I had never experienced before. The minute I surrendered, something would happen to me every time I'd step out in faith. Literally like a jolt of electricity would hit me. Hear this. When I got saved, it happened only in my spirit. When I surrendered, whatever was in me was now all over me. It was on me. Big difference within me and on me. Jesus said, the Holy Ghost will come on you. Remember, there's three marvelous promises. He's with you, in you, on you. Say, he's with me, he's in me, and wants to come on me. Now, the second he comes on you, the power is there. He's with you before salvation to convict you. John 14, 16 says he's with you. Then he's in you at salvation, and he is with you and in you forever, the Bible says. Now he comes on you. The second he comes on you, and may I add, he comes on you as you surrender. As you surrender, suddenly something happens to you physically, not just spiritually. When you get filled with the Spirit, it's like an explosion coming out of your being. Life begins to flow out of you. Jesus said, out of your innermost beings flow rivers of life and living water. When I got filled with the Spirit, I was so taken by that experience. It took me 2 weeks to calm down. 2 weeks. I couldn't quit speaking in tongues. I was so overwhelmed. Everywhere I would go, I was just, it's hard to describe it. You can't sleep. You can't eat breakfast. You can't eat lunch. You're stirred up so much. You're crying all the time. And you feel like you're just being raptured. Now when the anointing comes on me in these meetings, I become a different man. My kids say, that's not my daddy. Because the anointing changes you. Remember what Samuel said to Saul, and the Spirit will come on thee and you'll be another man. The presence of God doesn't change you into another man, the power does. The presence makes you a better man. But the power changes you into a different man altogether. You talk different, you act different, you even look different. Anybody getting anything here? The power of God now, once you release yourself into the hands of Jesus, once you surrender to the presence. You say, well, how do you do that? Well, that's a tough question. How do you do that? Okay, I'll show you. May I have this chair, please? We'll put it here, James. Surrender. Let go. You let go, literally, you let go of everything. Nobody came in here tonight and checked you, the legs on this chair. Not one of you came in here tonight and made sure the screws are on right. Sorry about that, gentlemen. Nobody did this. Nobody. You just sat down, right? Well, you surrendered to a chair and nobody even checked. If you'd have as much faith in God, you'd shake the world. If you just let go into His hand, you think about what God will do with you if you just let go. That's what I began to do. You say, how? I don't know, I just did it. To my shock, it worked. You step out in faith. But you must surrender to Jesus. You must surrender to His presence. You must completely let go of yourself to Him. Lord Jesus, Lord, I pray, teach every one of them to just let go. Come on, lift your hands and ask Him. Lord, I pray everyone in this room will come to that place where they'll just surrender to Your blessed presence. God's people said, amen. Now, the minute that power begins to flow, you'll be amazed to find that results will take place in people's lives. The second the power flows, in that power there's healing virtue. In that power there is deliverance. In that power there's life. Say life. Jesus said, out of your being will flow rivers of life. Rivers of life will bring deliverance. Rivers of life will bring healing. Rivers of life will bring results in people's lives. Now, the presence of God, remember I said it's for you. The power of God is for somebody else through you. Even though you'll feel that power, yet that power really is for somebody's life, not yours. All you become is a vehicle that God uses to transfer that anointing from you to somebody else. It's coming out of you, touching others. Now, when that begins to happen, there will be results. When I began ministering, to my amazement, people began to just fall everywhere and began to get healed. I did not even ask for that. Mary, God is my witness, I never said, heal them, Lord. I just simply began ministering the power of God. I began to discover that in that flow we call the anointing, healing virtue resides. Therefore, every one of you is connected to that blessed flow of healing. You just haven't released it. Are you ready to release it? All right. Now, let's first settle a few questions. Number one, write this down, please. Once the healing of God begins to flow out of you, and it will, all you have to do is Surrender to Jesus. Remember what I said, let yourself go into his presence and you'll see results will happen. When the healing of God begins to flow out of you, a few things will begin to become real to you. First of all, the Bible clearly states in Acts 10:38 that Jesus Christ went about doing good, healing all oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The moment the healing power of God begins to flow through you, you will begin to experience the reality of God's word. Let me explain. When I began in the healing ministry, I did not know the word concerning healing. I knew very little about the promises of God to do with healing. I was saved at 19. I was preaching at 21. The healing power of God was flowing out of me when I did not even know the word like I should have. I did not know where the healing promises were and what they were. I read some of them and didn't remember where they even were. Do you believe that? It's the truth. Yet the healing anointing began to flow out of me, and people were coming saying, when you laid hands on me, I was healed. Well, I thought, how could you be healed when I know nothing about it? How could you be healed when I was so immature in the subject? Now I began to receive great hunger for the word of God. It was as though when that anointing flowed out of me, my heart began to explode with hunger for it. Before the healing anointing flowed, or before it began to flow, my Bible reading was average. When God's power began to flow out of me, I couldn't sit still. This Bible became like a well of life. And I began to discover the most amazing truth out of it. This is why I say to people, if the power of God is lacking out of you, you will not be hungry for his precious word. It's like hunger for God's word and his power come together. Because it is impossible to lack the power if you're hungry, and it is impossible to have the power and not be hungry. Make any sense to you? Of course. I began to just consume the word. I began to go after it with all my being. And now I found something amazing. I found that Jesus Christ, hear this, I found that Jesus Christ is the will of God in action. One of the greatest things I discovered is that everything Jesus did was God's will. Say with me, Jesus Christ is the will of God. Say it again. So when people say, what is God's will concerning this? I say, look at Jesus. What is God's will about this? Look at Jesus. What is God's will about healing? Look at Jesus. What is God's will about deliverance? Look at Jesus. If you want to know God's will, look at Jesus. He is God's will. Is that clear? So, is it God's will to heal? Look at Jesus. Is it God's will to bring deliverance to the captives? Look at Jesus. Is it God, is it God's will to teach? Look at Jesus. God's will to preach? Look at Jesus. Is it God's will to bring people out of bondage? Look at Jesus. What did Jesus do? He did God's will. Therefore, everything Jesus did is God's will. And if Jesus did it, then it's God's will. And Jesus said, follow me. Therefore, everything he did, I am to do. Everything he did, I am to do. Let me ask you again, did Jesus heal the sick? He said, follow me. Follow and do what I'm doing. Did Jesus cast out demons? He said, follow me. Did Jesus preach the gospel? He said, follow me. Everything he did, follow it. So when Jesus said, follow me, he was saying, not only follow me, he was saying, do everything I'm doing. Do it just like I did it. That's it then. I began to discover Jesus Christ is the will of God. I became bold as I preached, because all I had to do is look at my example. I read the New Testament. That's what he did. That's what I'll do. Sometimes I would copy him in my meetings. In those early days, I would say everything he said to the people. I would take everything he said and just repeat it to them. Power came. I never gave them what I thought. I only was repeating what he said. I would read something in the Bible and go do exactly what he did. Did not understand what I was doing, but it worked. Why? I was following Jesus. I watched Catherine Kuhlman, how she would cast demons out. And I had not really been too bold in that area. If somebody began to manifest, I said, take him out. Then one day I saw her cast a demon out. And she said, this is the way Jesus did it. I said, that's it. I'm going to follow just that. I went and did the same way she did. It worked. Are you listening? Just follow Jesus. How many want to see power in your life? Follow Jesus. Say it. Follow Jesus. It's that simple. Just see how he did it. Do it. Just don't add a thing to it. Don't take a thing away. Just do it like he did it. That's it. Now, something I also discovered about him is everything he did was good. He went about doing what?
Good.
Doing?
Good.
Doing?
Good.
Now, suddenly I realized, wait a minute, healing is doing good. Deliverance is doing good. Casting out demons is doing good. Everything Jesus did was doing good, because everything he did was the will of God. Now, I began to realize that the healing of the sick was God's goodness to them. Now something began to happen to me. Unknowingly, it began to happen to me. I began to believe with all my heart there is only goodness in the Lord. Even though I knew it here, it began to take hold of me. So I faced a crisis. My father, 58 years old, got cancer. My mom had just been saved. She came to me. She said, how can God do that to your dad? It was a battle. I had been preaching now since 1974. This is 1982. I'm not a very old preacher yet. I'm still young in the Lord and young in my experience, facing a question by my mother, why did God allow cancer to touch your father? And everything in me stood still. Suddenly, I had to battle this question I had never had to answer before. I had been teaching now since 74, God is good. Everything he does is good. Jesus healing the sick, good. He went about doing good. Now an evil and bad thing attacked my family.
On tomorrow's program, Pastor Benny explains how he confronted this personal crisis and how the answer to the question, if God is good, why does he allow sickness, will enable you to effectively minister healing to those who have been struck with disease.
Once again, every problem, every disaster, everything that happens to humanity happens because of the fall of man, not the fall of God. God had nothing to do with it.
Pastor Benny Hinn's complete teaching on how to pray for the sick is available to you on CD, along with a second message from this conference titled Laying On of Hands. You can learn to access the power of the Holy Spirit, which is available in your life to minister to others. Both messages can be yours for a gift of $30. So call or order online today.
I am the God that healeth thee, the Lord said. That's right. He is your deliverer. He is your healer. believe it today in the name of Jesus. And remember what the scripture says. Jesus looked and said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" in John chapter 5. His favorite question, "Wilt thou be made whole?" God wants you whole from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. It is His will that you live in health. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. That's what the Bible says. Blessed Jesus, I thank you. Lord, your word declares, "I am the God that healeth thee." And you said, "I will restore health unto thee and heal thee of thy wounds." Now let's pray. Come on, let's believe. Wonderful Jesus, I pray that your healing power right now will flow. Lord, bring healing to that one calling upon your name. Drive away that sickness. Drive away that disease. Drive away that pain, that darkness in the name of Jesus. Bring your people into health, into liberty, and into blessings for your name's sake. Amen and amen. I have a powerful offer for you. Derek Prince's book on blessings and curses. This is powerful. One of the most powerful Bible teachers I have ever heard. I read his books because of the blessings they impart to my life. This one on blessings and curses is a free offer that I want you to have. What he talks about, seven indications of a curse. Blessings and curses through authority figures. Self-imposed curses. Soulish prayers or utterances that cause a curse. How to pass from a curse to a blessing. And then the prayer of release, and really a whole lot more in there. I've just read just some of what is in this book, but there's so much more. This is a free offer. Call today, 1-800-433-1900. Our offer for the month is this Wings as Eagle sculpture with the wonderful promise from Isaiah 40:31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles." The eagle symbolizes the believer who waits for the current of the winds to be just right, to just take off into the wind. What a blessing, what a promise, and what a reminder for all of us, especially in these dark days we're living in. For a gift of $25 to help me go to the nations, call today and get this beautiful gift. When you call, whether you're calling for a gift or just to sow a seed, God will bless you. God will honor you. The Lord said, "Give, it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will man give to your bosom." And when you sow seed, expect a harvest and expect to be protected, as Ecclesiastes 11, 1 and 2 says, to be protected today and the future. I'm asking many of you, for Jesus' sake, to become a partner with this ministry, to help me take His gospel to the nations through crusades, television, and so much more, helping and feeding the hungry. Over 40,000 children are being helped right now because of your love. But I'm asking many more of you to help because the work is great. We want to do so much more for the Lord because our time is really short. Keep watching a whole lot more this whole week. Love you. And remember, there is nothing impossible with God, and your miracle is on the way, for He hears and answers prayer. Bye-bye.
Bible prophecy indicates Jesus is returning soon, and Pastor Benny is urgently taking the gospel to the world. Invest in souls today through your significant gift. When you send $199 or more, request Irvin Baxter's 14 DVD series, Understanding the End Time. For $35 or more, ask for World Government Forming Now and This Generation Shall Not Pass. Call or give online today.
This is my class here, the best class in the world, and they love you. Listen, we wanna pray for you together. These are some of the most powerful people on earth, and the people said,
Amen.
I teach them the Bible, and they love it, and I know you love it watching it in your home. The Lord really put an idea on my heart that I have just shared with these sweet people. I want to share with you. You know, God's heart is touched by your needs. Yes. And Amber and Phyllis, come up here, will you? These precious people here lead our prayer ministry. And a lot of the people in this room come here and pray all the time. They come and pray. And what I want is I want you precious people to send in pictures of your loved ones, whether they are on drugs, whether they are suffering with some sickness or bondage, whether some son or daughter is about to go through divorce. No matter what, we want to pray for you.
Amen.
Allow us to pray for you. Please say amen.
Amen.
A lot of these people in this room pray, really. I walked by the prayer room a few times. You can feel the glory of God up there.
The anointing.
The anointing. Yeah, I want to just have you say that. The anointing is strong up there.
The anointing is very strong there. You feel it when you walk in, and the people that come out and help us pray, they've mentioned too that the anointing is so strong.
Both you and Amor call people on the phone who are desperate.
Yes, and it's such a blessing to them to hear from them, knowing that you're looking over their prayer requests as well as we. And
well, Amor, thank you for leading this wonderful ministry, which is a part of our ministry now, to pray for the people 24 hours a day. They don't stop praying. That prayer room upstairs is open day and night. Many of these precious saints can walk right in and pray, and they do. Please send us pictures of your loved ones. You have our word. You have our word. Let me hear an amen.
Amen.
That we're going to pray for you. We're going to lay hands on the pictures of your sons, your daughters, your brothers, your sisters, your mommies, your daddies, your aunts, uncles, friends. Include friends who are hurting, people who are in need, people who are going through divorce, people who are in bondage to sin or some drug addiction or some whatever.
Yes.
Send us, please, those prayer requests. From now on, we will, in fact, the walls will be filled with these pictures. That's what I saw in my heart. The walls full, and precious people like you going in and laying hands, crying over God's people's needs, that God will bring miracles. Father, we agree. Yes. Come on, all of you, lift your voice and pray. In the Holy Ghost, I want you praying out loud. Lord, we pray that every need will be met, every life will be healed, every soul will be saved, every family brought back together. No more bondage, no more darkness, no more sickness, no more sin. In Jesus' name, bring healing to your people for your sake and glory. And God's people said,
amen.
God's people said,
amen.
Now the address is on the screen. Please send in those pictures through the mail, and we're going to pray for them. They're going to send them from Dallas here. And we're going to do it in California. So do it today. Love you. Bye-bye. Let's give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Come on.